With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. David Schoenbrunn, the former CBS News correspondent, looks at the major events of the past half century from a personal perspective in his book, America Inside and Out.
Somebody asked me the other day to give him a very simple explanation of this book, America Inside Out, and I said, well, basically, it's a biography of Uncle Sam by his loving nephew, David Schoenbrunn.
He was teaching school in New York in 1939 when CBS hired Schoenbrunn to monitor shortwave broadcasts from around the world.
We would listen to these broadcasts and type them up in English and send it to the great broadcasters, William Shirer, Ed Morrow.
It was a heady experience working alongside those pioneer broadcast journalists.
I said, by God, one day I'm going to be on the CBS team.
As he monitored Radio Berlin, it began to dawn on Schoenbrunn that the editorials in the New York Daily News sounded amazingly like the ravings and rantings of the Nazi Goebbels.
And I said, is somebody sneaking Nazi propaganda into one of the world's greatest newspapers, the New York Daily News?
After he compared the broadcast he monitored with the editorials, Schoenbrunn wrote a series of articles for the now-defunct newspaper PM called An Axis Press in America, while Bill Donovan, who was setting up an intelligence agency, offered Schoenbrunn a job.
I said, to do what, sir? Well, to be a spy, he said. I laughed, and I said, not me. He said, what do you mean? You got any ethical or moral convictions against it? I said, oh, no, I'll serve my country in any way I can. But I'd make a lousy spy because I got a big mouth and a short fuse.
That's David Schoenbrunn, journalist, writer, teller of tales, and author of America Inside and Out. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. David Schoenbrunn started out as a school teacher and was determined to become the greatest professor of French literature in history, but his doctoral work was interrupted by World War II, and after the conflict, he decided to become the greatest foreign correspondent. He writes about those days in his book, America Inside and Out. Schoenbrunn was a sergeant on Eisenhower's staff during the war and worked as an army correspondent for Stars and Stripes. He was ordered to do some nosing around to determine if any officers were impeding the war effort and was given an incredible letter that opened doors for him.
To all ranks, be it known that Sergeant David Schoenbrunn, 32904-876, is on a special mission for this headquarters and cooperation of all ranks is required. Signed, Dwight David Eisenhower.
Someone found out about the letter and dubbed Schoenbrunn a four-star sergeant. Schoenbrunn came to know Edward R. Murrow of CBS while in France, and after the war, Murrow called David in.
And he said, David, are you going back to teaching? Are you dedicated to it? And I said, well, dedicated's a big word for a guy in his 20s, but sure, I like teaching. And Ed Murrow, bless his sainted soul, said to me, David, I can give you the greatest classroom in the world, CBS News. Bye, I jumped at it.
While working for CBS News in Paris, Schoenbrunn rubs shoulders with the likes of James Jones, Ernest Hemingway, Art Buchwald, and Irwin Shaw.
It was a constant drunk without alcohol.
Eventually, David Schoenbrunn returned to the U.S. to become chief Washington correspondent for CBS News. His career is intertwined with the major events of the past half century, and he writes about them in America, Inside and Out. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his memoir, America Inside and Out, David Schoenbrunn, who was a CBS News correspondent in Paris, writes about how his boss, Edward R. Murrow, threw him a curve. It was during the Berlin blockade, and Murrow was preparing to do his broadcast from Paris by tossing off a few scotches.
With 1 minute to air, in walks Edward R. Murrow in his Savile Row suit, absolutely immaculate, handsome, as not a ripple in his hair, not a script in his hand, and he sits down. I have never admired a man more. Three shots of scotch, no script, and he's going to do a five-minute show. And Murrow sat down. I watched him with admiration, and Murrow said, good evening. This is Edward R. Murrow in Paris. Last night, you heard me from Berlin. Tomorrow, you'll hear me from London. If I can broadcast to you from each of these capitals, it's because we have the greatest CBS correspondents in each one of them. And I thought to myself, what a doll he is. Now he's giving us a boost, you know, what a boss. And he says, and here in Paris, nobody knows France and what's happening more than my colleague, David Schoenbrunn. David?
To this day, Schoenbrunn doesn't remember what he said. He caught up with Murrow at the bar across the street.
I said, Murrow, I thought you were my friend. That was a lousy thing you just did to me.
Murrow replied that he wanted to find out how Schoenbrunn would handle himself on the air in case of an emergency.
He said, well, I found out tonight, David, and welcome to the staff.
That's David Schoenbrunn, former CBS News correspondent and author of America Inside and Out. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. David Schoenbrunn was working in Paris for CBS News when he was called home to cover a news conference in Abilene, Kansas, at which Eisenhower was to announce he was running for president. That was in 1952, and Schoenbrunn, who tells about the incident in his book, America Inside and Out, says Eisenhower's press people decided to ban television coverage on the ground that the TV lights would create a circus. Edward R. Murrow, Schoenbrunn's boss, called CBS Chairman William Paley to ask what to do.
Paley had a conference with Goldenson of ABC, Sarnoff of NBC. They called Murrow back, and they said, you tell David Schoenbrunn to walk into that theater. If there's a police line, David is not to stop. If the police grab him, he is to be carried out with the cameraman taking pictures.
Schoenbrunn was terrified, but the police broke ranks as he entered the auditorium.
And instead of letting me go to the orchestra with the other reporters, I was moved up to the balcony. I was strictly back of the bus.
In the balcony, Schoenbrunn did not have a monitor or earphones and wasn't sure the TV audience could hear what was being said on the stage where Eisenhower's news secretary, James Haggerty, was introducing the general. Back in New York, the CBS big shots were watching the broadcast.
They saw Haggerty talking, but they couldn't hear Haggerty because I was talking over him. And they were screaming, Schoenbrunn, shut up. Somebody jumped up and said, fire that SOB, kill him. My career almost came to an end.
Schoenbrunn took a chance and stopped talking as Eisenhower spoke.
I later discovered that Eisenhower did get through perfectly, and we won the day, and from then on, there was no holding back television.
David Schoenbrunn writes about that and other episodes in his long career in America, Inside and Out. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. David Schoenbrunn tells about the time he was declared a security risk in his book, America Inside and Out. It was in the late 1950s, and Schoenbrunn's boss at CBS News, Edward R. Murrow, told him he had to go to Washington to clear himself.
I said, what's going on in this country? And Murrow said, it's hell. Joe McCarthy has terrorized this land of ours. We're losing our freedom, David.
Schoenbrunn was able to look at his FBI file and found anonymous letters accusing him of being a communist.
You know, I found one unbelievable report from an FBI agent who had checked my apartment house for 1 week and discovered that 21 men had visited my apartment and only two of them wore hats. And I said, what does that mean? Oh, he says, all good Americans wear hats and communists go without a hat. I said, you got to be kidding.
It was former newspaper man Clayton Fritchie who later cleared Schoenbrunn of any suspicion.
Clay was working for the Defense Department at the time, and General Marshall, Secretary of Defense, called him in one day and said, Clay, there's a bunch of Americans here who've been called security risks. We've checked them out. They're good men. But I can't sign it because I'll get into a hassle with Joe McCarthy and company, and I don't want to endanger the office. He said, I've got to find somebody who can take the risk. Will you do it? Clayton Fritchie said, hand me those cards.
David Schoenbrunn left CBS News in acrimony after his Sunday television broadcast was canceled.
Maybe I had a little bit of a swelled head. I just wanted a little place in the sun of my own.
But Schoenbrunn was glad to return to CBS to talk about his book, America Inside and Out.
There's no bitterness in me. I've had a very good life. CBS is a wonderful network, still number one, and it's a joy to be back in the family.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.